Hi.
He's Frank Sinatra.
Hi, he's Dean Martin.
Hello, my name is Samara Joy.
This is Mariah Carey. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I'm Nora Jones.
Hi, this is David Arkenstone. You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Right now, it's awards season. We're between the Grammys and the Oscars, at least as I'm recording this. And I thought I would take a look at Christmas music at the Grammys and the Oscars. Now, throughout the history of the Grammy Awards, there has not been a lot of Christmas music. And that's understandable. Christmas music takes up a pretty small part of the calendar, at least for most people. And non-Christmas music reigns for at least 10 months of the year and continues through much of the time when Christmas music is also coming out. Still, the last few years have seen some Christmas music appear among the Grammy nominations, and some have actually won, which is really rare. For this year, Winter Songs by Lila Bialy was nominated for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album, but that award went to Levy and A Matter of Time. Trio Medieval's album Yule was nominated for Best Immersive Audio Album, but that Grammy went to Justin Gray for Immersed. Now, when I say that the Grammy went to somebody else, that doesn't mean I'm disappointed or that somehow they didn't deserve it. That's just how the Grammy folks voted. And for Christmas music to even be on the final ballot is something very rare. The Music Cares Person of the Year this year was Mariah Carey. The Music Cares Person of the Year is a charity award celebrating an artist's creative achievements and their dedication to philanthropy. This isn't necessarily about Mariah and her Christmas music, although for a lot of people, Mariah is all about Christmas music. And that is a big part of who she is and the music that she's recorded. So that's kind of part of this. But that's really it for this year. Last year, Samara Joy's album, A Joyful Holiday, won the Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Album. And her song, Twinkle Twinkle Little Me, from that album, also won a Grammy that was for Best Jazz Performance. While that's all the Christmas music that won last year, there were a couple other Christmas music nominees. Gregory Porter's album Christmas Wish was nominated for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album, and that award went to Nora Jones and her album Visions. Sage's version of Silent Night was nominated for Best Arrangement, Instrumental, or A Cappella, and that Grammy went to Jacob Collier, John Legend, and Tori Kelly for their collaboration on Bridge Over Troubled Water. The year before, Pentatonix's Holidays Around the World was nominated for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album, and Just Six was nominated for Best Arrangement, Instrumental, or A Cappella with their version of Angels We Have Heard on High. Year before that, three of the five nominees for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album were Christmas albums. Kelly Clarkson, When Christmas Comes Around, Nora Jones, I Dream of Christmas, and Pentatonix's Evergreen. All were on the final ballot, three of the five nominees for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album. However, Michael Bublé won for his non-Christmas album, Higher. The year before that, when I first did a podcast episode about Christmas music at the Grammys, Chanticleer won a Grammy for Best Engineered Album, Classical, for their album, Chanticleer Sings Christmas. So as I said, all of that got me to wondering about Christmas music and the Grammys and the Oscars, and I thought I'd revisit the former and then delve into the latter once again. So how many other Christmas albums have won Grammys? Well, plenty have been nominated, but it looks like only seven others, besides the ones I've mentioned, have actually won awards. By the way, this information was a little tricky to research, so I apologize if I have missed anybody or otherwise got things wrong. I'm not sure that this counts, but it seems like an appropriate way to start. In 1974, Bing Crosby's version of White Christmas won a special Grammy Award, being inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. He previously received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1963, but he was not nominated for any Grammys. That sounds bad, I know, but the thing is, the Grammy Awards were first awarded in 1959, and Bing's last appearance on the pop charts was for Adeste Fidelis in 1960. The first Grammy Award for Christmas music appears to have been given out in 1967 for the soundtrack to the television special How the Grinch Stole Christmas. This award wasn't for the music, which was actually sung by Thurl Ravenscroft, who was not credited for the songs at the time. The Grammy was in the spoken word category, and it was for Boris Karloff for his narration included on the soundtrack. By the way, this isn't Boris's only connection to Christmas. Beginning around 1940, he used to dress up as Santa every Christmas and hand out presents to physically disabled children in a Baltimore hospital. Anyway, the next Grammy for Christmas music didn't happen for over 20 years. It was 1988. Larnell Harris won the award for Best Gospel Performance Male for his album, which was simply called Christmas. This was his fifth Grammy Award overall. His first two were shared with Sandy Patty. A few years later, Christmas appeared at the Grammys once again. This time, Take Six won for Best Vocal Jazz Performance for their album, He Is Christmas. This was their fifth Grammy Award, and since then, they've won three more. In 1999, Shirley Caesar won the Grammy for Best Traditional Soul Gospel Album for Christmas with Shirley Caesar. She won a total of 12 Grammy Awards, and five of those were in this same category. A few years after that, B.B. King won the Grammy for Best Traditional Blues Album for A Christmas Celebration of Hope. This was his 12th Grammy overall, and he'd go on to win three more. In 2007, the Grammy for Best Musical Album for Children went to The Muppets' A Red and Green Christmas. When it was re-released in 2011, it included a bonus track that featured Andrea Bocelli. Stephen Colbert won the Grammy for Best Comedy Album for A Colbert Christmas, The Greatest Gift of All. Elvis Costello, Jon Stewart, John Legend, Toby Keith, and Willie Nelson also appeared on this one, but if you're not familiar with it, I'll give you a warning that it's definitely not for everybody. Hard to believe that that's it, isn't it? I felt the same, so I went to Grammy.com and searched for some of the most well-known makers of Christmas music. I started with Nat King Cole. He won one Grammy. That was for Best Performance by a Top 40 artist for the song Midnight Flyer in 1959. He was nominated six other times, but none of those were for Christmas music. However, he was awarded a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1990. Burl Ives. He also won one Grammy. This was for Best Country and Western Recording for Funny Way of Laughin' in 1963. He was nominated for three others, but none were Christmas songs. Elvis Presley won three Grammys, two for How Great Thou Art and one for He Touched Me. He was nominated 11 other times, but none of those were for Christmas music. Frank Sinatra won nine Grammys and was nominated 22 other times, but none of those were for Christmas music. Andy Williams was nominated for six Grammys, none for Christmas music, and didn't win any. On the Grammy website, they have him confused with the Andy Williams who plays drums for Casting Crowns, who did win a Grammy for their album Life Song, which is not a Christmas album. Dean Martin was only nominated for one Grammy, and that was for his album Everybody Loves Somebody. He did receive a posthumous Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2009. Johnny Mathis was nominated for five Grammys, and while he hasn't won any, his most recent nomination, I think it's his most recent, was for his album Sending You a Little Christmas from 2013. Percy Faith won two Grammys and was nominated five other times, but none for Christmas music. Ray Conniff won one and had two other nominations, but none for Christmas music. Perry Como had one win and three other nominations, but none for Christmas music. Tony Bennett has won 19 Grammys and been nominated 22 other times. His album, A Swingin' Christmas with the Count Basie Big Band, was nominated in 2008. At this point, I started wondering if I was looking for artists whose work was too old. So I tried more recent artists. Chip Davis and Mannheim Steamroller have been nominated for 5 Grammys and won 1. Still Knocked from their first Christmas album was nominated, and that's the only Christmas music from Mannheim Steamroller that has been nominated. They did win a Grammy for their new age album Fresh Air 7 in 1992. While they've sold millions of records, Trans-Siberian Orchestra has not been nominated for a Grammy Award. Mariah Carey has won 5 Grammys, been nominated 29 other times, but none of those were for her Christmas music. Harry Connick Jr. has won 3 Grammys and had 13 other nominations, but none for Christmas music. Michael Bublé has won 5 Grammys, been nominated for 7 others. His album Christmas was nominated in 2013. And while there are plenty more names I could go through, obviously you can see the pattern. So that is about it. So let's shift to the Academy Awards. Like the Grammys, research for this was a bit tricky, as the Academy changed the names of music categories quite a bit over the years. But here's what I've been able to find. Nothing for 2024, 2025, or 2026. In fact, nothing for the last 20 years. Here's a little of how music at the Academy Awards began. The Oscar for Best Original Song was introduced as a category at the 7th Academy Awards, held in February of 1935. Nominations are made by Academy members, who are songwriters and composers, and the winners are chosen by the Academy membership as a whole. 15 songs are shortlisted before nominations are announced. And that's how it started. Still, it took 7 more years for Christmas music to show up. In 1942, White Christmas from the movie Holiday Inn won an Oscar. And that's it. For the most part, Christmas movies just don't show up on Oscar ballots. And of the ones that do, Christmas movie music shows up even less. In 1970, Thank You Very Much from Scrooge was nominated for Best Original Song. The song itself, out of context, doesn't really have anything to do with Christmas, but, like Die Hard, it wouldn't have happened without Christmas. So it was Christmas-dependent. It's the song Scrooge hears while with the ghost of Christmas yet to come. It's sung by people who are relieved they don't have to pay him and won't lose their homes because he's dead. So they thank him very much for dying. In 1990, Somewhere in My Memory from Home Alone was nominated. In 2004, Believe from the Polar Express was nominated. Both of those, by the way, were nominated in the category of Best Original Song. Neither of them won. There have been a few other music categories that have seen Christmas songs pop up. Holiday Inn was also nominated for Best Original Score. In 1944, Christmas Holiday was nominated for Best Scoring of a Musical Picture. Christmas Holiday is a film noir crime movie which starred Gene Kelly, and while it starts on Christmas Eve, has very little to do with Christmas. In 1947, The Bishop's Wife was nominated for Best Scoring of a Dramatic or Comedy Picture. In 1961, Babes in Toyland was nominated for Best Scoring of a Musical Motion Picture. Scrooge and Home Alone were also nominated for Best Original Song Score in 1970 and 1990, respectively. In 1996, The Preacher's Wife was nominated for Best Original Musical or Comedy Score. And so far, that's it. So what does all this mean? Well, I'm pretty sure for the artists, winning a Grammy or an Oscar means a lot. Probably for their family, friends, and fans, too. And though it's cliche, even being nominated means a lot. But I don't think it necessarily means anything for Christmas music. I get in the neighborhood of 1,000 new Christmas songs sent to me every year. But Spotify claims that they add 60,000 songs to their platform every day. That's almost 22 million songs a year. Now, there's a small percentage of that that's Christmas music, but it's probably more than the 1,000 songs that I get sent. To be recognized by the music industry for your work out of millions of others is quite an achievement, but it doesn't mean those millions of other songs aren't good or even great. And subjectively, some may say better. The same is true of Christmas music. I think it's terrific that Samara Joy won a Grammy last year for her Christmas album and another for a song from that album. I love that just a couple years ago, 3 of the 5 nominees for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album were Christmas albums. I also think there's a good chance that kind of thing might get more people to listen to those albums, even in February. And I'm all for spreading the Christmas music around. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, too. So you can just click that, go on over, scroll around, and find your favorite, then click on that, and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.